Jackson and Roller. My tool is 44-year-old Kevin Bierig. He was at a Walmart in Oklahoma City last week, and a security guard spotted him taking upskirt photos. Cops get there. Kevin was shocked and outraged that they were stopping him.
From taking upskirt photos?
Yeah, because he said, "Hey, man, my attorney told me it was perfectly legal to take upskirt photos in a public place." Cop said, "Yeah, well, it's not."
Yeah, I think that's pretty general knowledge.
And you are now arrested on charges of being a peeping Tom. You toolish pervert.
Oh, I'm going big today. My tool is the state of Kansas, but I'm not sure that you're going to agree with me, Jackson. William Marietta of Kansas became a sperm donor for a lesbian couple a few years ago after answering a Craigslist ad. He signed contracts with the women, but he did it for free, meaning he did it naturally. The two women raised the baby. William was never involved in any of it other than that first encounter. But now the couple has split and the state of Kansas is trying to make William pay child support. One of the women, the one who kept the child, applied for welfare, and the state law requires that they try to get child support from the birth parent first, which kind of does make sense. Kansas law releases sperm donors from responsibility if they go through a doctor. But if they don't get a doctor involved, apparently the state still considers them parents, even if they've signed away their personal rights.
I think if you're going to produce a child, then you're going to have some responsibility for that child. I don't care in what circumstance it is.
I don't know. He signed a document with them. He was doing it for them. Instead of giving them a vial, he did it naturally. And
he should have spoken to an attorney.
Yeah. That's true. Good advice there.
Before you do something like that, that's a serious thing.
I can assure you, this is a very serious situation.
Yeah. No, this is extremely serious.